an interview with Phyllis Reed of the Graduate School, June 28th in the lab office building.
Well, I have a professional standing now.
You do.
But when I came to the university, I was a clerk.
Yes.
A grade 3 clerk.
All right, let's go down. Let's go down these questions.
Your
name?
My name's Phyllis Reed.
And did you go immediately to the graduate school?
No, I worked in the registrar's office for the first year, 1964.
64.
And then as a grade 3 clerk.
Mm-hmm.
And then I got a promotion to a grade 4 clerk in the graduate school.
I see.
And there were two employees in the graduate school. In addition to the dean of the graduate school, there were 3 staff members.
All right, now who were they?
David Fox of physics.
Yes.
Was the acting dean.
Acting dean.
And Dorothy Shea was his secretary.
I see.
And I was the office secretary.
I see.
And did the general office work.
I see. Where did you come from?
Before I came to Stony Brook, I was at home. I was a housewife.
You were a housewife.
Yes.
I see.
And before that, I worked in Manhattan.
Mm-hmm.
For an export firm.
I see. For an export firm.
Yeah.
All right, now let's see if I'm getting this. Some copies. All right. Now, what do you remember about the graduate school? What were its functions? How many departments were already in graduate work? Do you remember that?
By number, not exactly. We had the College of Engineering.
Yes.
And we had all the sciences that we have now.
Yes.
And that was all there was.
Were they all in graduate work then?
All in graduate work. And the first PhD that was produced was in 1968. From the chemistry department.
I see.
One PhD graduate. That was the first.
I see.
And we had maybe 110 graduate students.
When?
When I first started in 65.
In 65.
Yes.
I see.
And all the sciences that we have now was the...
It was physics, chemistry, biology. Biology wasn't broken down then, was it, into different segments? Mathematics?
Mathematics. Chemistry.
Biology?
Yes, biology and chemistry.
Right. Do you remember, by any chance, the group that came to the campus to review the biology department?
No.
Before we applied for graduate work to the central office? All right.
I know it was done, but I don't remember the group. I remember that it was done.
Did any other departments subsequently use an outside visiting group
for evaluation before a graduate program was given? I don't remember.
You don't remember?
I don't remember.
All right. I know that the English department, for instance, wanted to start a PhD program, and I brought in Marjorie Nicholson from, I think she was at Columbia, And I brought in Bill Dix, D-I-X, who was the librarian at Princeton. And I think we had one other as a review committee. And they came to the conclusion that our library holdings would not justify a PhD, and suggested we go ahead for the MA, which we did. But
was that routine, that method of making a decision, having an outside group?
I made it routine when I came. I made it routine for biology. That was the first.
You made it routine for biology.
In other words, I started with biology.
Biology.
I think the visiting group was in 63.
Okay, the English program was approved in 68, and they did that then.
Well, the program, was it for the PhD or the
yes,
MA?
Yes, PhD.
I see, 68.
68. Biology was approved in 64, the PhD.
Yes.
And MA at the same time.
You're right. But I think we brought...
And you did bring outside members in then.
I brought in a man from Harvard and a man from Brown as a visiting committee. All right, well, let's see. What else do you remember about the department now?
Well, you know, it's a funny thing, but not much has changed.
Not much has changed?
We do the same thing, only on a much larger scale because of the increased volume.
Yeah.
And we're... Applications were processed, and one person, namely myself, did them. We now have 7 or 8 student assistants and an admissions officer, and...
By processing, what do you mean?
Well, when the application comes in...
Yes.
In the old days, we just made a copy of it and sent it to the appropriate department.
Right.
And they determined whether or not the student was to be admitted, and we were notified. We did middleman work.
Okay.
And now it's the same way.
The department makes the decision.
But over the years, the graduate school has imposed policy on admissions, like certain standards that the departments must uphold.
Now, are these standards department-wide?
Yes.
I mean university-wide?
Yes. On the graduate level, yes.
They are university-wide.
Yes.
In other words, you ask for graduate record examination results?
Yes, that's one of the graduate school rules.
Yes.
And, that the student have a bachelor's degree.
Right.
And, well, another example doesn't come to mind right now, but you understand the idea.
Do you ask for recommendations from individuals?
Yes, we require 3 letters of recommendation.
3 letters of recommendation.
And a transcript from every school they attended.
Right.
At the bachelor's level, undergraduate.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. Now, who can you list the individuals who were deans of the graduate school? Starting with David Fox.
Starting with David Fox.
Who succeeded him?
Robert Jordan.
I see.
I believe it was Robert Jordan next.
Right.
And then Herbert Reisinger.
I see. He was, well, Jordan was in English.
He was in English, and I believe he was acting also.
Oh?
Yes, he was acting. And then Herbert Reisinger.
Yes.
Became a real dean.
Yes.
Or fledged dean.
Right.
And then it was Jacob Beagleisen.
Jake Beagleisen from Brookhaven.
Yes, chemistry.
Yes.
David Glass.
David Glass, is he dean now?
David Glass is now a special assistant to the president.
I see.
He's working on the retirement package with Alan Entine.
I see. Faculty retirements?
Faculty and professional staff.
I see.
And then Robert Lichter.
Robert Lichter is actually is president. Is
president? No.
Is the president?
No, he's the gone.
He's the president.
No.
Dean now, isn't he?
No.
Is he gone?
Gone.
Where did he go?
And by the way, we haven't used that term dean for 6 or 7 years. It's now title is vice provost.
Vice provost.
For graduate studies and research.
And research. And Lichter has gone.
Lichter is gone.
Where'd he go?
He went to become the director of the Dreyfus Foundation.
Oh, for heaven's sake. Hmm.
Yes.
Must have been an economist. Then.
And he was a chemist.
A chemist?
He was a chemist.
Mm-hmm.
And he, it was a very attractive offer.
Mm-hmm.
He had wanted that job before he came here, and it wasn't available.
I see.
Then it became available, and mm-hmm. he left for it.
I see.
And now we have Alexander King acting vice provost.
Is he a biologist?
Material science.
Material sciences. And he's acting.
Acting.
Do you know whether there is a search committee?
Yes.
For
there is.
The dean of the graduate school. I see.
Alex King is one of the people being considered for the permanent appointment.
I see. Uh-huh. All right.
Right now he's the associate vice provost.
I see.
But he stepped in when Bob Lichter left.
Mm-hmm. When was that?
March 1st
March
of 1st. This year
I
he
see.
Left. Yeah.
Do you think you could get the... just a brief list of the dates that these people served. Type it out and let me have it.
Sure. I'll try to reconstruct it.
All right. Not now.
No, but I want to write this down.
All right.
I don't have a tape recording.
I see. Have the total number of graduate students handy by years?
From the beginning? No, but Ann Carvalho would have that, but she's on vacation.
I see.
Where
is she located now?
The next office.
Oh, I see.
She has all that information.
Uh-huh. All right.
Okay. Where are you located?
Where am I located? I have a little office on the fourth floor of the library. 4030.
Okay.
I'm doing this for Jerry Schubel, the provost's office.
Good. Okay.
Now, let's see. What else would it be important for an historian of the institution to know about our graduate work?
Academic information.
Mm-hmm. or the...
I don't know.
Do we get very many graduate students from outside New York State?
I think there again, Ann would have that information.
She would have that.
She has a breakdown of where everyone comes from.
I see.
And,
what kind of correspondence goes across your desk?
Matters pertaining to degree clearances and dissertations.
Dissertations?
Yes. And we have a guide for the format of how they should be written. Not the content, but the format.
The format.
And we compile that booklet.
Do you have a copy of that anywhere?
I give you a Xerox copy.
Fine. Yes, I
didn't do it this year.
I see.
It was done by someone else and put in a catalog.
Yep.
But I've taken it out and
okay.
I Xeroxed it.
Fine.
It needed some corrections, so these are the corrections, and this is the guide.
Let's see now, this is the guide.
This is the guide.
I see. And these are changes in the guide?
Yes.
I see, my goodness.
Yeah, it's as big as the guide is.
The changes are December 12th. 88.
Mm-hmm.
And this is dated March 89.
I know.
Are the changes in North?
No, they're not.
I see.
They're not. I'm not. You noticed that right away.
Yes. I'm an historian by training.
Are you?
Yes.
Well, then you'd pick that right up. We should change this.
Mm-hmm.
Just a little summary checklist about what they have to do before they file their dissertation with the graduate school.
I see.
That's about what my area covers. Correspondence of that nature.
Mm-hmm. All right. Think back now about the people who have been in this office. Did they have points of view or aims that were peculiarly theirs? What did they contribute to the level of graduate work here at the institution? Do you have any feeling for that?
Yes, I think each head that has been here has had his or her own ideas about the goals of the graduate school,
mm-hmm.
what we're here for, what do we want to achieve,
mm-hmm.
and they tried to set goals to work toward. And I say she because we had an associate vice provost who... That person, that position, oversees the function of the office.
I see.
Whereas the vice provost usually takes care of policy making and
mm-hmm.
Finding funds and that kind of thing. So Barbara Bentley, who is the associate vice provost, had many ideas about improving the structure
mm-hmm.
of the graduate school, and...
Is she here now?
No, she served her 3-year term, and she's back in the biological line.
I see.
But I know Dr. Richter wanted the staff to be innovative,
mm-hmm.
and Dr. Leisinger was very concerned about the financing and funding, and we at that time, I think it was then that we got all the TA lines in this office and we distributed them.
I see.
And then Jacob Eagle-Eisen, when he was here, he gave them away to someone else to distribute them, or, you know, that kind of thing.
Did you give them away to the department chairman?
Who did you give them to? I know the deans of the division, see, they took over that title.
Yes.
The deans have it now.
I see.
Division deans.
And the divisions are...
Who did he give it to? I think he gave it to, I don't remember.
Social and behavioral sciences, humanities, engineering.
And then Harriman College.
Is Harriman College by itself now? Independent?
Yes, independent, and, the sciences is broken down into two parts.
Life sciences and physical sciences?
Natural. And is it physical?
Well, physical sciences would be natural.
Physical would be natural? So pure would be natural also.
Pure and applied? Are they using those two terms?
No. Arts and humanities.
Yes.
Biological sciences all by itself. I forgot that.
Yes.
Physical sciences and mathematics.
And mathematics together.
Social and behavioral, you mentioned that. Engineering, you mentioned. Marine science, research center. Mm-hmm. Harriman. Basic health sciences.
Mm-hmm.
Physical sciences. Opposed to biological.
Yes. Physical and biological. Mm-hmm. All right. That's fine.
And behavioral. Okay. That's the way they're called.
All right. Now let me think anything else. Have you enjoyed your work here?
Very much, yes.
Good.
I wouldn't have been here so long if I didn't. But it's been very pleasant and satisfying to some degree. Somewhat.
You what?
Somewhat. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
It's not like teaching.
No.
You know,
no.
Doing administrative work and working with papers and forms.
Yes, that's true.
But doing something like this, if you were teaching at the same time, it would be a nice combination because this doesn't tax you too much.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But,
well, now let's see. What, is there any social life in which the staff participates as a group? Do you eat together? You used to bowl, I know. And that is still going on. But I don't imagine that many faculty members bowl.
I don't remember many faculty.
No.
If any, maybe one.
Dean Ross and I started it.
You did?
Yes.
Oh, for heaven's sake.
Right. We started in order to bring everybody together. The concept was that the faculty and the administration and the maintenance people would all meet at the bowling alley if they wanted to.
Well, it was a wonderful idea.
Well, I think
wonderful idea.
We had a lot of fun.
We sure did. We sure did. But I didn't know that you coordinated the beginning.
Well, see, I was the acting head of Stony Brook.
Yes.
For 3 years.
I remember you. You
and I appointed Dean Ross the second semester of the year 62-63. I appointed him dean second semester. And he and I got the bowling started. We were small then, and we thought in terms of a university family, university group.
No, we don't have that here.
Not now. No, it's not with 17,000 students and...
Can't. But I mean, even in our office, we don't have that kind of relationship with each other.
Is that right?
No, we don't do anything together.
I see.
Unless it's business related.
Mm-hmm.
Except, and this is the younger people have started.
Yes.
The Memorial Weekend picnic.
Oh, that's nice.
And maybe one other picnic during the summer, because they do it. You know, they do the work and set it up and make all the arrangements.
And it's off campus.
No, it's on campus.
It's on campus here. I see.
Usually down at the pond.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
I see.
But until recently, you know, we never did anything like that.
Well, I think it's a good idea.
Yeah.
Very, very good idea.
But we don't, no, and also I imagine offices are that way, too, among each other. We don't see other people anymore from other offices. Like, you know, we used to meet them walking across campus.
Right.
You just don't see anybody anymore.
Well, you're somewhat isolated physically.
We
here.
Are, certainly.
Yes, you are.
Maybe that's it. Maybe it's just the feeling I have because we're way over here.
You're closer to dormitory.
Yes.
And, to the biology building.
Yes.
The graduate biology and graduate social science.
That's right, we are.
All right, well, let me think. Anything else that you recall from your memory?
No, it's just that in the beginning we never saw the graduate students when it was a science school.
Mm-hmm.
They never came into our office. And as soon as we had the first behavioral science program,
mm-hmm.
was either psychology or sociology, then the students started coming in, the social people.
I see.
Wanting to know what was there to do on campus. And
I see.
Did we have dances and things like that? It was just such a surprise because we didn't expect those kinds of questions.
I see.
And that's when it started.
Well,
I can't remember all the changes. It's just, they happen gradually and...
What do you know about graduate student housing?
I know it's in, there's a big shortage.
Yes.
And it's a big problem.
We're in a small village, series of small villages. Unlike a large city, there aren't very many multiple apartments. Do you have any idea how many of our graduate students live off campus or live on campus?
I think
who would have
all the American graduate students live off campus.
They do?
I think, I'd say 99%.
Is that right?
But the foreign students live here.
Live here.
And off, both.
I see.
Most live on campus.
International house?
Yes. Stage 16 and stage 12. But the married students live in stage 16.
Stage 16 and stage 12.
I think stage 12 is undergraduate. Well, no, it isn't. There are some graduate students there. There again, Anne would know about housing.
I see. All right. Well, maybe she would call me sometime, and I would get that information.
She would enjoy talking to you, and she has total recall.
She does?
She does.
When did she come, do you know? How long has she been here?
She's been here, I must be 15 years.
I see.
And she worked in the chemistry department as assistant to the chairman many years before, well, I mean, 4 or 5 years before coming over here. So she's been here a long time.
I see.
But she is very good at remembering.
All
I'm
right.
not much help to you.
Oh, you're doing fine. You're doing fine. I'll interview her then.
She would be a wonderful source
to
the history of the graduate school.
All right.
As far as giving details.
All right. Do we have, as an institution, at the graduate level, anything to do with the central office in Albany?
Yes, we do.
In what respect?
Well, we need to deal with them for new programs.
New programs?
New programs.
Do we have any new programs recently?
And for our guidelines.
I see.
Yes, we have. We've added three new programs in the last 2 years.
Three?
Dramaturgy.
Dramaturgy.
Art history.
Art history.
And
when did we get music?
Kessel. Music. Music gives 4 degrees. 4 is 3. I have the approval dates of all the programs, but this is just a statistics list, but they're on here.
I see.
Music PhD was 1977. The Doctor of Musical Arts, 1977 again. They were at the same time. Master of Arts, 1969.
Master of what?
Arts.
Of Arts.
And we have here's the MM. 1970, Master of Music.
Master of Music.
And then the Dramaturgy gives the Master of Fine Arts.
Which
is 7 degrees. Oh, and you know, another thing we used to do is we used to apply for the institutional grants in this office. We don't do that anymore. Who does that? The departments now?
Institutional grants.
Remember, they don't have them anymore, NIH grants and NEH.
Yes.
Institutional.
Right.
We spent a great deal of time preparing those proposals.
Mm-hmm. How successful were we?
I think we got them every time.
I see.
But aren't they done by departments now?
I don't know
what happened.
I don't know.
Excuse me.
Sure.
Allergies and cold on top of them.
Mm-hmm.
I wish I could think of more things to tell you.
Well, I'll
may I tell Ann to call you?
Sure.
And set up an appointment for an interview. Would you be interested in
that? Sure. Why don't you have her do that?
She's gone until the end of July.
Until the end of July. Well,
yeah.
Have her call
Is
me
that
in August.
Okay. What's your phone number?
It's 27371.
Okay.
And my home is 751-3554.
3554.
Right.
Okay.
Good. All right. Well, thank you very much.
Well, you're welcome. I enjoyed this.
Well, good. Good.
I wish I had...